Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this Christmas Eve is taken from the second chapter of Luke, where again at verse 20 we hear, "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them." When was the last time you received really great news? Maybe your team won the big game. The promotion you hoped for became a reality. Grandma made it through surgery just fine. Whatever it is, how did you react? How do you usually react to great news? Well, we usually relate our story to anyone who will listen, don't we? I mean, you'll probably start with people that you know care. But in some cases, you'll tell whoever is nearby. And that's because good news wants to travel. It wants to go places. Well, you heard it just a moment ago, how Mary and Joseph make the trek to Bethlehem, where there was no room for them to stay comfortably. And while they're there, the baby Jesus is born. And we all know the safe delivery of a child is news that travels, sometimes at light speed. And the angels sang their cosmic hymn, "God's own son becomes a helpless infant, lying in a feeding trough." The Savior of this desperate world has arrived, and his lordship is announced and acknowledged by, of all people, shepherds living out in the fields, working class, salt of the earth people, and they immediately go out telling people what they had heard, what they had seen, who they had seen. No one had to tell the shepherds. Now, you might want to go out and tell people about what's happened here. It was so amazing and such good news to them, it just flowed out. So here's the question on this Christmas Eve 2024. Is the good news of the baby Jesus flowing out of you? If so, praise the Lord. And if not, why not? In a wider sense, is the reality of Jesus something that you are ready and eager to not only grasp or believe, but share? I submit to you on this Christmas Eve that the news of Jesus' birth becomes shareable only when you know why it happened. The fact that it happened is interesting and can rouse curiosity, but that's all stuff that you can deal with impersonally. When you learn why it happened, that's when it becomes personal. Because the why involves you. The why of Jesus' birth is for you, whether you're looking for it or not. Now, the shepherds out in their fields, just doing their normal job, found out both that Jesus was born and why. An angel messenger of God had told them, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And this is how you will find him. You'll find this baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now, in that, did you catch the why? This child is destined to be a Savior. But not just the Savior of a nation thousands of years ago. This child is destined to become your Savior. Your very own rescuer. But what does that really mean? Well, it means that Jesus came to do things for you that you could never do. Things to benefit you now and forever. He came, in other words, to save you from something and for something. He came to save you from a life lived based on misplaced priorities, a life centered completely on the self, and most importantly, He came to save you from the consequences of sin. When He grew up, He accomplished this first by living a totally God-pleasing life, because you and I could never do that. And then He switched places with us. He took our place in the punishment that sin deserved. And He finalized that when He died on the cross. And now, every cross that you see, whether on a church or in a church or on a necklace or posted out in a field, no matter where you see that cross, it can stand for you as a visual remembrance that Jesus saved you from the hell of separation from God. Saved from. But this Jesus, born in such humble conditions, also saves you for something. That being a life of helpful service to other people. A life of service that reflects Jesus' willingness to love in a sacrificial way. A life in which you share His mission of redemption, actually helping to usher in His kingdom of grace. And that happens when you are moved to show and tell what He's done and what He's doing, just like the shepherds in the account of Jesus' birth. Those shepherds were told that Jesus was born. They were told why He was born. And then they went and they checked it out. They discovered the baby and parents, after which they returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, which is just as they had been told. Now, can you envision the excitement in these men as they returned back to their fields, telling everybody along the way what had happened to them? Have you ever wished that, like them, you could have walked the Bethlehem streets, that you could have heard the hustle and bustle in all those filled-to-capacity inns, that you'd seen the brilliant glow of the angels illuminating those nighttime fields, and that, after hearing the army choir of heaven sing their anthem of praise, that you would have had the opportunity to kneel down at the very manger bed of Jesus? If so, if your heart desires to behold the baby who is our King and Redeemer, I have beautiful news for you tonight. You are indeed in the presence of Jesus. In just a few minutes, through Holy Communion, our Lord's own supper, you will hear the words Jesus spoke. You will touch and see and taste the elements of Holy Communion, this holy sacrament, which Jesus says is His body and blood. And when you return from this blessed meeting with Jesus, you, with the shepherds, have the opportunity to glorify and praise God for what He's doing in your life. And return, you and I must. We must return to the things we usually do and the places that we spend most of our time. We cannot live in this Christmas moment for long. No matter how much we wish we could, no matter how hard we worked to get to this night, we must return to our homes, to our workplace, to our school. We return to a network of relationships influenced by diverse opinion, social media, a 24/7 news cycle, but like the shepherds, just like the shepherds, we return changed. Changed people. We return revived, having heard and believed and held on to this good news, beholding the child, not to mention being joined with Him at His table. We return renewed, remembering that the why of Christmas was for your good, both today and every day. And we return ready to reveal the reason that we rejoice, not just at Christmas, but at every opportunity God has planned for you in this coming year. Now we're told that all who heard the shepherds wondered at what they were being told. Other translations say that they were amazed at what the shepherds were saying. And so my prayer for each of you, first, is that this account of Jesus' birth would amaze you. That you'd spend enough time with it that you would be astonished by what you see and hear. And then, I pray that you will amaze others as you embody this good news of Jesus, as you speak it into the world around you. When it's time to return to the normal everyday, let's do so with a new lightness, a new energy, a new joy. For this Jesus has saved you from destruction. He's saved you for meaningful service and a love that lasts forever. Where will you take this good news? And where is this good news going to take you? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.